we set up a machlokas. I can't promise that it's Anisa Sotara. I think it's correct. Between Rashi and Tosos, in terms of understanding, Mashke Haboga Toch Ochel Ko Ochel Dami. That we want, we use phraseology, one is a question in the Tahalich, one is a question in the Tosa'am, but basically that according to Rashi, the Heter is that in order for but to have a Malacha of Dasha Sochek, you have to be Motzi Dover Choshuv. And over here we're dealing with that which comes out as Batel. It's Batel to the Ochel, and therefore, as such, it's as though we don't have a Malacha. This is not Ein Derech Mefarik B'Kach. It's Kein Holech Le'ibud. It's a category where it loses its identity, and as such, that's the Heter. Mashen Kein, we spoke about according to Tosfos, we're dealing with a more formal process, and we have to have a Nishtana, a Shinui Chiyuvi. And so, when you have a situation where something was a mashke that was nidla and an ochel, and it ends up as a mashke which is nidla and an ochel, you're back to where you started from, nothing happened within the tahalich. I pointed out that the basic nafkamina was in terms of Shabbos. What is the din of mashke letoch ochel on Shabbos? That according to Rashi, it's mutter. According to Rashi, Mashke v'toch ochel does not mean it's Shabbos or Yontif. The bottom line is that it's nisbatel. It's nisbatel. Might not mean it's Shabbos or Yontif. It's nisbatel. Mashenkin tells us to use it as a more formal approach in terms of where it's starting and where it ends. So on Yontif, it starts as a mashke and ochel, ends up as a mashke and ochel. But on Shabbos, it starts off as a mashke and solas, and it ends up as a mashke and ochel. That's already a shinui chiyuv. That's already enough to be mechayev. There. So on Shabbos we would have dash according to Tosfos while not on Yontif. That's the nafkamina on the daf. They want to say maybe there's another nafkamina also on the daf in terms of mashke haba b'toch ochel. That according to Rashi, there's no nafkamina whether you're dealing with l'takein or b'toch. The ikar is that it loses its identity. It's not considered to be that which you're looking for. You want to eat lettuce. That's what you're interested in. You want a little lemon flavor. I'll leave it at lemons a minute. You want a little, berry flavor on your lemons. So you squeeze a little berries onto the lemons. But basically, it doesn't have a. It's not a davar chashiv. It's not. It's l'shem ha'ochel. It's considered to be al pidin batel to the ochel. Might not mean if it's nivlan the ochel or sandivlan the ochel. Mashenkin according to Tosfos, so we're dealing with the process. And so you end up with something different. You end up with a mashke. Previously you had a mashke in an ochel. Now you have a mashke not in an ochel. We're not dealing on the level of Gavra Choshev. You have a shinui chiyuvi. Therefore, it tells us maybe you require dafka that it be nivra. We saw that shita in the Ran. The Ran quotes it, not mistaken, in the name of the smag. Then we offered a third nafkamina. We offered two nafkaminas, so one of them closer from. A third nafkamina that's raised by the Meiri, and that is, what about squeezing a mashka into an empty kidera, that afterwards I'm going to put the food into that kidera, to milk into an empty kidera, and so afterwards I'll add the rolled oats or the cereal that I want to. Is that mutter or is that also? Does that come under mashke habava toch ochel because of my goal, because of where I'm headed for? Or do I look at clearly what I'm doing currently? So I said the Meiri deals with it. I saw later on that it's a machlokes between the smag and the sheet quoted in the Beis Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rav Binyamin. The smag is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yudches, and the Siman Shimchat. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yudches, that it's dafka if you're putting into an ochel currently. Masha'en Kain, the Beis Yosef, quotes the name of Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda. I'll just read to you what I wrote. Muta Lislot Wikidera, Afal Pisha Embo Ochel. I can't read my handwriting. Dulekule Alma. Yade the letoch uchla avad velo derech mashke velo letzarech mashke. In other words, that we're looking at the goal. So according to Rashi, that we're dealing with the question: is it a davar chashuv? Is it not davar chashuv? The moment that you are being selfish for the purpose of an ochel, It's like the taking. There you have, you lose the davar chashuv. It's mutter. Might have to mean whether the ochel is there currently or not. If we're dealing again with the formal process, the moment that you have a formal process that ends in an empty kedera, you have a process, you begin with mashke betoch ochel, and now you have mashke standing on its own, you have a nishtan of litivusa. That's already disha. Are you plan to add later on? They said you're going to do another act later on of mixing it in. But currently you have a malacha of disha. We view it in terms of the current situation, in terms of the physical picture that we have. That's what we dealt with last time. I'd like to move from there, maintain that my focus, but apply it to other areas. Let's start off with the question of lemons. Okay, we have a machaber that's a Tosfin in Sima Shin Kof. In Sivav, mutar lisrot lemons. Kavasati sochet lemons. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz both explain the machaber in a certain direction. They both say the same thing, you know, two Nevi'im, it's not the signal Nechad, but Derech, they said the same thing. Now what did they say? Kevan she'ein Derech, I'm just quoting the Magen Avraham in Sichot and Ches. Kevan she'ein Derech klal l'soch tol l'tzorach mashkeh. You don't want lemon juice per se. Elu l'tzorach ochel. You want the lemon to be used as something that will be put into an ochel. Have a kishar peirot. That's like the shar peirot where skita is mutar. V'afilu hanogim l'sof tol l'toch mayim l'shtot shari, kevan she'in derech l'shtotan livado. Now, we're not interested in the lemon per se. We're interested in the lemon as giving a flavor to something. Give a flavor to, it's irrelevant what give a flavor to. Give a flavor to water, and give a flavor to ochlim. And as such, it is vata, basically it's tafel to whatever you are putting it into. That is the heter of squeezing lemons. Namely, this is the shita, we said the name of Rashi. That is, you're not going to get it, a davar chashuv, and the davar chashuv is defined, you want the mashke qua mashke. Then you have a heter. Who are then the Taz uses the same concept. Kuliyama yadu dilamatek uchla ovid vilolot sarach mashke. And that's your purpose. And so that moment, that's your purpose. The matek, below tzarach mashke, that's a mutter. And the Aruch HaShulchan probably says it the strongest in terms of the terminology that we would be looking for. Where to a certain degree he quotes Rashi without quoting Rashi, and he says in Siman Shin Chaf Yud Zayin that. Lemons ain't chash, hari ain't derech olam l'softam l'tzorach mashke shalehem l'shtotam ba'atzman, ela o l'tzorach tibu ma'achal, o l'tof mayim l'shari mashkim, lo l'shtotam levado, l'chein lav b'nei sfita klal. And then he continues, afilu ha'machmirim b'shari peros. Even those who are machmir like Rashid, you can't be sofei shar peros because that's achshavei, lo l'chmiru el kishosem eihem me'afon mashkim, zubya dan novim betutim v'rimonim. Alpha gab the eating shemachim and mashke balatochochel, etc. We'll see that. Mikomakom hanisam in lemons, ain shame mashke alzer. Ain shame mashke alzer. The have, and here I think it's just a mistaken print, it says the have ka ochel habala mashke, actually, the have ka mashke habala ochel. Even if you're not squeezing the lemon into fish, you're squeezing the lemon into a bottle. That you're going to use later on to put on the fish. In other words, that's ein alzeh shem mashke. You don't want the mashke per se, and therefore it is mutar legamrei. That is one approach. And if we take Rashi all the way, then that moves over into the lemon, and therefore it's irrelevant if you're squeezing a lemon onto a piece of fish, or you're squeezing a lemon, according to this approach, into a cup of tea, or you squeeze your lemon into a bottle that you're planning on using later on to make lemonade. The bottom line is, you're not interested in the mashke. This is not disha. This is not a davar chashuv. You don't want it per se. Mashke enkein, the chayei adam, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, paskins differently against the machaber, and says as follows in Siman Shin Chav, the Mishnah Brura is sifkatan kaf beis, but again, so quoting the chayei adam. Ubafize, bisman hazeh, shiyadua shimemalim chavit lemeot, rishtot im punch, teiza mekomot, namely that lemons are squeezed wholesale and they're put into bottles as lemon juice. Sorach iyun goda lemuta lesochton bishabas letoch mashke, the esher the dummy letutim v'rimonim, kevan shederach lesochton bekelim bifnei atzmam. That in Achinami, the Mishnah Berurah was aware people didn't drink lemon juice straight. That, in other words, it was not a machlokas on the Metzius. But according to Mishnah Berurah, since it's put into a bottle, it's bottled, so what do we have over here? We have a tahalich of shchita. We're going from a mashke shenivra b'toch ochel into a mashke which is standing on its own. That's a tahalich of shchita. What are we planning on using it for later on? We're going to use it here. That's not looking into. We're looking into nishtana l'tova. So we have over here a shini l'tova. Previously, this mashke was nivra b'toch ochel. Now we have the mashke on its own, and then it's usur. In other words, we have over here the tahalich of isur. Okay. Now, taking it one step further, so what then does the Mishnah Berurah suggest? If you want really to have lemon in your tea, what can you do? According to Rashi, so squeeze a lemon into your tea. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, squeeze a lemon into your tea. No problem. According to the Machaber, squeeze a lemon into your tea. But according to Mishnah Berurah, that was fine once upon a time when lemons were always squeezed into something. But now we have bottles of lemon, and the moment that you have a bottle of lemon, you're not allowed to squeeze the lemon, because the moment you're squeezing the lemon, that's a tahalit. We already have a mashke. We already defined this as a mashke because it can be separated. Alkein tzarach lihizoher sheyiskot mikodim alat sukar d'fnei atzno dehavei kamashke havala ochel. That we have this heter of getting via the letter of the law. Namely, that if we're going to squeeze, we saw there is a hetzer of mashke l'toch ochel, even by zeisim v'anavim, by cholov, by tutin v'imon, and we have this hetzer of mashke l'toch ochel, so we'll use the hetzer of mashke l'toch ochel for lemon as well. We started off with a mashke inside of a fruit, inside of an ochel. Now again, we have a mashke inside of an ochel. The lemon was inside of a lemon, now the lemon's inside of sugar. Later on, we're going to put it into tea. That's a different tahalich. That's a tahalich of... that's not an act of squeezing. We're just dropping it in, and it's going to dissolve. And dissolving is not a malacha on Shabbos, and as such, it's mutar. Masha ein kein, the Chazon Ish, he disagrees. The Chazon Ish disagrees. Why does the Chazon Ish disagree? So he says, Simon Nun Hey. The end of Siman Nun Vav. Riskot lemons al sukar le'echolat sukar v'adai mutar. That's the Gemara. That's the soket anovin l'toch hakedera. Kidim riskot al ha'ochem v'or b'shuchan b'siman shimtav sivdalar. Avo im da'ato v'atet ha'sukar l'toch ha'mayim nir'ed sita zo asura. The kevon shed da'ato r'mashke chashiv mashke kishiyotze kodom shenivra basukar. He says, you can't play the game. In other words, it's not a question of over here of getting within the letter of the law. The bottom line is, we want a mashke. We want this as a mashke. We have a tahalich over here of taking a mashke, which is nivra b'toch ochel, and we want to get it to end up as a mashke. So firstly, as you're squeezing, before it hits the kedera, it's a mashke. V'afim hayev shari shlo yeh ha-mashke ba'olam elay yifrash l'toch ha-sukar. And even here with the whole lemon right above the sugar, never was a mashke. Yeshomer chashiva shchita, kevon shesochet l'mashke. The bottom line is, you want lemon juice. You want lemon juice in your tea. It's going to be bought. So we're not kidding. That's not Tosfos's inyan. Tosfos isn't dealing with the question of davar kosher, of a beetle. His question is, do we have over here a tahalich of take of l'tivuta? That's a nishtana l'tivuta. The answer is yes. The etcher in yochal rubo v'aniut yashluch amayim mutar. You can play, maybe if you want to look for a hetzer, so if you want to eat most of the lemon and the sugar and then put the end of it, put in, you can claim you after the rove, etc. But basically, in other words, that within the tahalich, the question is, are we viewing it in terms of the bare skeleton of the tahalich, or are we also taking into account where we're ending up? There's room for machlokas, and that's a machlokas within the tahalich. Within the approach of tahalich between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. Anyway, so we have them taking the world of Rashi. We're going to come up with the Mechaber and the Shach. I mean, sorry, the Mechaber and the Siman Shilcha. The Chaver and the Mogen Avraham and the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan. That's all working within the Shita of Rashi. Ain al zeh mashke. It's batel to the ochel. Mashe ain kein the Chayei Adam and the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. They're working. They're baru yesh al zeh. We're not looking in terms of the chashivas. The bottom line is you have a mashke. The question is, do we have a shini l'tivusa or not? So when you're putting it into a bottle, we have a shini l'tivuta. Putting it into sugar and then putting that sugar into tea, that's a machlokas. There you can say, we'll take the tahalich like two stages. This is mutter, or we'll view it overall and we'll say the bottom line is we have a tahalich of turning something from a mashke betoch ochel into a mashke. So within the tahalich, there we have two options. Yeah.
And so, according to Rashi, when he says betoch akara, he says lo mukhamilsa miki itra. So, I mean, lo mukhamilsa, even if you're planning to put oats in it later, the second you put it in your kara, it's lo mukhamilsa, and it's also right away.
It's fine, no?
According to Rashi, it should be mutter if you're putting the oats in later. So.
Fine.
So, but according to this Rashi, here, he's saying, since meaning even though it's not dafi, you didn't do it for
matter. Yes.
So, afagaz require a low shasi inish, low mukhanosu dik isra. Meaning it's not mukhanosu. The second you put in the kara, it's also right away. Unless there's food in there. The second there's not food in there, it's also right now. Even if you're going to put oats in it a second later.
Okay, so you have over here, so we're actually pointing out, we have Xeris Rabbana.
So you're setting up the Rashi and say it's mutter.
It could say it's mutter. I mean, if you want to have an Issa, no, there's no problem with anyone that you could have a Heter and you're going to have an Issa. That's not a problem. The other way around. So something should be Osir and it's mutter. That's right. Something, you know, what you're saying that according to Rashi, the Iker didn't should be mutter. However, because Lomu Chochamilsa, so it's around Marasayan. Lomu Chochamilsa is Marasayan, so we have a Xera. That's not a problem. So we have a Xera coming in from that field. Problem is in terms of the framework. But I just want to be honest with you, and that is that even though I learned Rashi this way, the Mishnah Berurah didn't learn Rashi this way. Namely, the Mishnah Berurah, a little earlier on in the Siman, right, it would make sense. Mishnah Berurah, we're like, according to Mishnah Berurah, there's no machlokes in Rashi, it tells us. From Mishnah Berurah, they're all saying the same thing, and that's his whole. It doesn't use machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Chav. In Siv Yud Zayin, which is a din of Ha'ochel, Muta Liskot, reading the Machaber, Siv Tarek, Muta Liskot Eshkol Anovim Latoch Kedera Sheshba Tachio, Kedera Taken Amachal, Havale Mashka Baratoch Ochel Ka'ochel Dami. That's the Halacha. So Rashi has to explain it. So the Mishnah has to explain it. Explains it. Kedera Taken Ha'ochel, Ki Hashem Mefareg. He quotes Rashi, but he quotes the second half of Rashi. If all you have is that part of Rashi, you're correct. You can learn that like Tosfos. It's no nishtana. But Rashi has two words before that he leaves out. In other words, what he leaves out from Rashi is the lav lamashke bo'ilei. The lav lamashke bo'ilei. That's what we understood as the ikur of Rashi. The ikur of Rashi is the lav lamashke bo'ilei, and therefore it is batel. That's the Mishnah Berurah leaves out. He just quotes the second half of Rashi. The second half of Rashi, that's like Tosfos. That's the concept of that you lack a shinui, etc. So we interpreted the second half of Rashi in light of the first half, and that gave us two opinions, and the two opinions help us to understand a number of basic machlokot that we have here. The Mishnah Berurah is basically going like Tosfos, so he takes Rashi in the light of Tosfos as well. When the Gilyan Hashas quoted Tosfos, I don't know what the Gilyan Hashas meant. There was the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Rashi, the Ains of the Afrika, sent you back to Tosfos and I find you on the days. Does it mean that Tosfos is arguing with Rashi, or that Tosfos is adopting Rashi? So, kind of read that the Mishnah Berurah understood that the Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that Tosfos has adopted Rashi, and we should learn Rashi in the light of Tosfos. Then you have no Rashi. Then you only have one Shita. And then the whole direction of the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't stand up. But if we have a machlokas over here, then we can explain the machlokas, then we can explain a whole bunch of machlokot in this manner. Thank you. Yeah?
And then Rabbi Rashi to the Machaber and Magen Avraham said that since lemon is predominantly used for food,
tikkun olam,
therefore there's not that it's bottled, it's not that shibui. And then the Mishnah Brura says that today, in our time, since we see that it's bottled, so we see that it's not anymore. So why don't you say that that's Rashi? But Rashi today would say differently. Why do I have to apply elsewhere for that? Let me just say that Rashi, there's my name, and will now say like I'm saying.
Because it appears from the Mishnah Brura that even though nothing has changed, nothing has changed in terms of the use of lemons. Lemons are still not used for mashke.
What's the point of saying this manenu?
This manenu, and what's in the time, what appears is that the Mishnah Brura, we don't want to be, again, Mishnah Brura, the Chayonim, they don't want to be cholk on the Machaber. They don't want to be cholk on the Tav. They don't want to be cholk on the Magen Avraham. So that was a case where when they squeeze the lemons, the Chatchila, they squeeze the lemons into the lemonade. They squeeze the lemons into this, into that. They were squeezing lemons into something. And that was the head there. Mashenking, nowadays we have bottles. How can you say that something which isn't a bottle is not a mashke? The problem is that's very hard to put. I mean, if you read the Beis Yosef, it's very hard to put into the Yosef that they always squeeze things into. It appears they squeezed lemons in order to use them for punch. Not that you had punch factories. You had lemon squeezing factories, and they were used for punch. So you could say, I'm not saying you can't say it. You can say it. I think it's much neater to say that that people have stand on the principles.
The Chazanish says you can't play a game, and once you won eventually for Mashke, does he go to the reverse then? It seems to be that in a free rake, that if you want it for Ochel, also then don't play the game. You say that now it's integrated. You say the opposite also?
We say it also.
You look at Ochel when I can put something, squeeze it in an empty vessel, leave it there, and say in my mind, yeah, I'm going to do this for Ochel in 3 hours or so, that should be okay to have a vision also. He should work both ways.
Not necessarily. Because he could be mocking in both directions. In other words, he could say that a talith can be viewed either as a whole or as parts, and we mock her both ways. You can't learn from the Chazon Ish, that this chumra also has a chul. You can't necessarily say. Yes. He just threw that out. No, that's not his Ikar Svar. He says even that's not the Ikar Svar. Because that you could apply to any kid, the Gemara itself. And the Gemara itself, and Yecholei, the udder is exactly on Mamas on top of the in the cereal. You also could see a flow. I don't know. Don't get over involved. He basically says that that they were viewing things in terms of where you're headed, and that's what's going to define it. Yes.
Can I just ask a little bit more clarification as well as this question?
Yes.
When the Mishnah Brura talks about putting lemon juice in the bottles, that has nothing to do with chashivut. That's demonstrating that there's a shinui. Is that?
That's the way that I'm understanding it.
Okay.
Let's not lose my self-control.
Okay.
Okay. Next topic. Next topic. Kufman Heyamar Aleph. Kufman Heyamar Aleph. We have a concept of Kvashim Shvachos. We've seen this through the back door when we're dealing with Kotzer and Tosos and Gimel and Beis. But here we hit into the Shita of Kvashim and Shvachos, and we see a three-way Machlokas. What are Kvashim and Shvachos? Kvashim and Shvachos means, as opposed to our classic situation where the Mashke grows organically within the Ochel, here we're dealing with a Mashke which is imported. It comes in either via a process of tvisha, pickling, or via a process of bishul. You take an apple and you make a baked apple. So now this baked apple is full of the water that you baked the apple in. Call it watered down apple juice, whatever you want. You make a pickle. Now the pickle is full of pickle juice. A cucumber doesn't have juice in it, but a pickle has juice in it. So we have juices imported from the outside. And the question is, if I now export that juice, if I squeeze the pickle or the baked apple in order that the juice come out, is that a malacha of bisha? Do we view that as extracting? So Rav says, Mikar Adin, in other words, so we already pointed out, if you're doing it legufan, that you want to eat the apple, but you want it with a little less juice, or the pickle with a little less juice, or to give a better example, you want tuna fish with a little less oil, right? If you're squeezing the oil out of the tuna fish because you want a little less oil, that's mutter, right? Tuna fish, that's shvakos, the seer shall dagen, which in here the goof one, you want to eat the duck. You don't want the oil. It's bad for your complexion or whatever. And so you squeeze the oil out. That's mutter. That everyone agrees. However, what if you want the mashke? You want pickle juice. You have a pregnant wife, right? And she wants pickle juice. At 3 in the morning, you want pickle juice, right? So you need pickle juice. And so that's, the question is, what do you want in the mehen? So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. According to Rav, it's mutter. According to Shmuel, it's also drabanan. According to Rav Yochanan, it's chayev doraisa. Through a machlokes. And we have machlokes Yishanim, how we paskin. The mainstream of the Rishonim paskin like Shmuel, namely that we have over here in Isur Drabonon, in Kvashim Ushlachos, like Tutim Vrinonim, right? It's not Jason Va'anodim. We're one level down. It's no worse than Tutim Vrinonim. And Rabbi Hananel, Alatar, and it's quoted by Tosfos, if you don't like the Rabbi Hananel, it's quoted by the Rif. Rabbi Hananel says, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass him on Chumrah. When you have a host of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel, we pass on Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Question is, what over here is the machlokes? What's the machlokes, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? What's the machlokes between most Rishonim, Rambam, Tosfos, the Rif, etc., against Rabbi Yochanan? The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha points out Rabbi Yochanan is not a lone ranger. He's joined by the Rashba, and he's joined also by the Ozarua. Once he's joined by the Ozarua, so the Yerei, we have a machlokes Rishonim. So what's the question over here? So there are two ways of doing it. One way is that taking a factor that we mentioned that defines Kvashim and Shlokos and seeing that factor could be a two-edged sword. We pointed out that the mashke over here is imported. It's not natural. So you could say, when do you have a din of disha? When we have something that grows integrated in as a unit, and now we extract it, this is a melechas machshevas. This here we are perfecting that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an imperfect wheat, and we perfect it by taking off the chaff. That's a melechas machshevas. Machshevas, if we had a perfectly good apple, and we just fill it up with mashke, and now we squeeze it out, That's not a malacha. That's a revolving door. I put it in, I take it out. That's not a malacha. And it's the moment that I'm dealing with something which is malachuti, that's not a malacha. That's the way that Rashi explains the shita of Rav. Why, according to Rav, are you allowed to squeeze out the apple and the pickle? So Rashi says, Shelogad al besochan. Right? This is not something internal. You put it in, you take it out. That's not called disha. Disha is when you're dealing with God of the Sochan. But this could be a two-edged sword. I mean, what are we saying? We're saying that we're bringing in a ringer from the outside. We're bringing in a mashke from the outside. Let's go back to Zeisin Va'anavim. Why were Zeisin Va'anavim unique? Why is Zeisin Va'anavim, if you squeeze them, are you chayav? So we explained according to the Gaonim, because this is a way of creating a mashke. Now you have a mashke. Normally, what do you have? You have a fruit that's giving out zeya, right? However, here we have a mashke. It's a mashke in terms of tumah v'tahara, etc. So maybe if we're taking a mashke and putting the mashke into the fruit or into the vegetable, and now it's coming out, we have a mashke. Namely, we're not worried over here. This isn't the situation that we're saying that apple juice is not a mashke. This isn't apple juice. This is water. This was a mashke. Mayim is one of the shivas hamashkim. Right? That who I've been when you're making a pickle, basically. So the water, the brine, is going in and it's coming out. That's considered to be that's a mashke in terms of the machshir tumas ochlin. Pickle brine would be machshir tumas ochlin. It's like water. Water is machshir tumas ochlin. So it's also considered to be sita d'oraisa. Sita d'oraisa. So again, what brings Rav to a head there is what can bring Rav Yochanan to a chiyuv. The fact that we have over here not a natural mashke, but an imported mashke. If it was a natural mashke, the only two natural mashkeot that have a din of mashke are yayin and shemen. But this is an imported mashke. So you could say the moment it's imported, that's not disha. Or you could say, no, it's disha, you're extracting it. Not only the disha, you're being extracting a mashke. You're extracting a mashke. That's already a chiyuv d'oraisa. So it could go in both directions. That could be the machlokes, which direction we're taking it. Rav takes it all the way in one direction, Rav Yochanan takes it the other way in the other direction, And according to Shmuel, it's also Drabanan, because in Achinam it's not the level of Daraisa, it was imported, so that's an Issa Drabanan, not an Issa Daraisa. Yeah?
If you have
me, it's not
so then
you become right. Based on my knowledge, kvashim and shlakos are always made in water. You cook something in orange juice. Recipe like that. I mean, I know you can cook chicken and oranges, etc. The question whether you make apples and oranges also, make pickles and oranges. I don't know. In other words, that according to what we're saying, according to that, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't say chayiv in such a case. It's okay. Okay, the problem is as follows, that Rabbeinu Hananel has two chumras. He paskins against Rabbi Shmuel in two places. He says, A, in the case of Tfashim and Shlokot, you don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. And B, that halacha that we had about Sochet Adam Eshkol Shalanavim Matoch Kedera, Velola Toch Kara, that was also Rabbi Shmuel. And just like we don't pass in like Rabbi Shmuel and Tfashim and Shlokot, but we pass like Rabbi Yochanan and say that it's Chayav, so also says Rabbi Nochananel, there is no heter of Mashke Havova Toch Ochel Ochel Damek. Now the question is, are these two halachos linked? Or simply that Rabbi Yochanan is on the warpath. He doesn't like kulos, right? He wants, you know, he has two chumras. He has a chumra in terms of kvashim and shlakas, and he has a chumra in terms of mashka balatov ochel damik. But these are two totally different chumras. Or do they link in? So if we learn Rabbi Hananel the way we just did, that the chumra of Fashim and Shlakos is because we have a mashke that comes from the outside, that has nothing to do with the chumra of mashke abalotov ochel kochel bameh, saying that's awesome. These, you know, it's one of them do with the other. And the Emeti or Zerua, paskins like Rabbi Hananel in Daf Kufnem Hei Amar Aleph, and not like Rabbi Hananel in Daf Kufnem Dalet Amar Beis. Is a passing like Rabbi Hananel that Kvashim and Shlakos are also in Sita Doraisa. But the proposal says the Or Zerua, I'll still hold of the din of Mashka Belatov Ochel Kolchol Damik. So Rabbi Hananel happened to be Machmer in two cases. I'll be Machmer in one and not in the other. However, the way that we shown in quote Rabbi Hananel, even Rabbi Hananel itself, he links the two. It's not like on Dafkufim Dalet Amar Beis, he paskins against Rabbi Shmuel, and then on Dafkufim Hei Amar Aleph, he paskins again like Rabbi Shmuel. He says that that this is like a package deal. That's what it appears from Rabbi Hananel. It's like a package deal. The question is, why in the world should it be a package deal? And even the Mishnah Berurah, to a certain degree, quotes Rabbi Hananel as a package deal. That Rabbi Hananel makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. Not in Sima, not in Sif Dalet. In Sif Dalet, there we have the heter of Mashkevot Ochel Kolchol Damei. But rather, in Sif Zayin, where we have the din of Tfashim and Shlakos, where in Tfashim and Shlakos, the Machaber paskins like Rabbi Shmuel, that it's also Drabanan. So at the end of Sif Zayin, the Machaber says, Uvur Rabbeinu Hananel, Kol Shul Sarach L'Meimehen Chayav Chatos, Afilu Sachat L'Kedei Rashi Yesh Ba'Ochel, and the Ramah continues, Ugudvarav Hasofet Eshkol L'Kedeira Nami Yosef. What's Ugudvarav? What do you mean Ugudvarav? Rabbi Nochanano happens to say two things. So because the Machaber quotes him L'Chumra in one, so the Ramah says, well, if you're going to quote him, why might as well quote him L'Chumra in the other as well? It appears there's some connection. The Mishnah Berurah says, you know, in summarizing over there, he never been a Hananel b'shnei dvar poly al dei harishana. Aleph tzvira lei di insarach me'mehen chayav afilu b'kvashim b'shalakos. Bet, the kohecha, the tzarach me'mehen, v'olam chayav afilu k'shesolchet l'tocha ochel after kol ha'posim pligi el ze, v'chol ze roi l'hachmir, like Rabbeinu Hananel. But why should these two be linked conceptually? What's the connection between saying Kvashim and Shlakos are Chayav Doraisa, and there's no heter, even by Zaysim Va'anavim, to be squeezed them into an Ochel? What's the connection? So here, the connection is offered by Ratzi Pesach Frank. He has a tshuva on this in Siman Kuf Tzavi Aleph. And he explains Rabbeinu Hananel differently than the way we did. What did we say? We said Rabbeinu Hananel, the moment you have this imported mashke, you have a mashke. So now we're squeezing a flesh and shaka for getting a mashke. Getting a mashke, that's like Zaysim Vadam, and that's Daraisa. He doesn't learn that way. He says that when you have your pickle, let's take our pickle or our baked apple, and our pickle or our baked apple absorb liquid, that liquid which is being absorbed is now defined as pickle juice, right? Or it's defined as baked apple liquid. And al pi din, this is really part of the ochel itself. We have a din in Hilchos Brachos that if you make fruit soup, then the halacha is you make a borei pri ha'etz on the fruit soup. Why? Because mei shlakos kishlakos dame. The previous, you had fruit and water and a bit of sugar, and you cooked it together. And then what happened was the water was absorbed by the fruit, and then went out again, out of, into the fruit and out of the fruit. When it comes out of the fruit, it comes out of the fruit as liquid fruit. This is considered to be ochel. It turns into an ochel. It gets a status of borei pri ha'etz. And as opposed to orange juice, which is shahakol niyevin varo, even though it's organic, we're saying that when you bake the apple, as opposed to apple juice, which is a shahakol, baked apple juice is a borei pri ha'etz. So we're saying the mashke is absorbed by the ochel, it turns into the ochel, and then what you are doing now is squeezing ochel out of ochel. And even though we had up to now assumed that ochel, betoch ochel, that's not disha. Disha is ochel mitoch sova. Disha is mashke mitoch ochel. Ochel mitoch ochel, that's mutter. That was the head of the Magen Avraham to take the peas out of the pod. That as long as the peas are edible and the pot is edible, that's ochel mitoch ochel. Ochel mitoch ochel is mutter. That was the head of Rabbi Akiva Eger to peel an onion, because the onion peel is ochel, and the onion is ochel. It's ochel mitoch ochel. It's mutter. Rabbeinu Hananel disagrees. He passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that when you're sofeh kvashim lumei mehem, that's usher. It's chayav. Why? Why is it chayav? Because ochel mitoch ochel is dash. Once ochel mitoch ochel is dash, so there goes my hetzer of mashke habolas of ochel ka ochel damei. What was my hetzer? That I had a mashke and an ochel, and now I have a mashke and an ochel. So we're saying that's chayav. When you squeeze a mashke from an ochel, you know, when you squeeze a mashke from an ochel, that's ochel mitoch ochel. Ochel mitoch ochel is chayav. We don't need the tnayav yishtana. Tosa says we need a tnayav yishtana. That's not true. Even ochel mitoch ochel is chayav. And we said that Rabbeinu Hananel, by paskening like Rabbi Yochanan, throws away all of our criteria of disha. He says disha means extracting. You can extract ochel mitoch solas, you can extract ochel mitoch ochel, you can extract mashke mitoch ochel. That's the malacha, extracting. And therefore, even ochel mitoch ochel is chayav. And so, my nafkamina, if it's going into a liquid, it's going into a solid, the bottom line is you extracted A from D, that's already chayav. And we have this broad definition of disha midoraisa that'll bring in kvashim and shlakos, and that broad definition will cancel the heter of ochel haba, of mashke, but of ochel, ka ochel dami. So what if it's ochel dami? So I took an ochel out of an ochel. Taking an ochel out of an ochel is also chayav. That is the way the Rav Chaim of Frank wants to understand Rabbeinu Hananel, and kanir'eh, that's the way the Ramah understood Rabbeinu Hananel, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah understood Rabbeinu Hananel, namely that the two machlokot are linked, and once we're going to be machmir like Rabbeinu Hananel in terms of Tvashim and Shlakas, with the Varav, we should also be machmir like him in terms of Eshkol, the Kedera, Nami Osir. Now we have over here a package deal. We have over here a shita that breaks all of the understandings we're working with up to now. And Tosis's requirement, disha is nishtana, that's not true. Disha is even if it's not nishtana. It was an ochel, it's still an ochel. As long as you have the pu'ula of extracting, that already is enough to be chayav. And you want the mach, and you want the memeyim. You want the memeyim, the tzarach memeyim. If it's legufan, then it's mutter. Right? According to Rabbeinu Hananel, you have the two extremes. If it's tzarach memeyim, then it's chayav. If it's legufan, then we pointed out it's mutter. That was the melchas kilkul that we saw in Tosfos. That here you worked so hard to make a pickle, and now you are destroying that which you did. That's the melchas kilkul. So unless it's the tzeizeshu tzarach of memeyim, then it'd be mutter. Yeah.
How if you're passing like the Homer of Rabbeinu Hananel, then we should be not in as, and it works. if we're accepting the chumrah, that also the shofar or the soch in the hand. So all the stuff that we've been learning about, peanuts and all the things that fall, doesn't it come down to us on the top of it? We should be at least concerned with the sheets of the this.
Well, A is a chumrah. It's good over here as a chumrah. But B, we had a number of explanations by the peanuts. In which one of the explanations was that we had ochel mitochel. That was one of the explanations. One of the explanations was, we started with Kiva Eger, and if we're dealing with an edible pot, right, that was ochel mitochel. But we had other explanations as well. That we saw that we want, that kol the tikkun ochlim is considered to be achila as opposed to malacha. And then it depended as to how close you were to actually eating it, your goal was eating it. And we had heterim. And so those heterim, which still, no, those other heterim still exist, but this definition that we're broadening the definition, even ochel mitoch ochel is considered to be tisha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns out from Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass on Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shmuel.
So it seems to me that those definitions are almost the opposite of what we said by Tosfos and Rashi in terms of Mefarei. So where's the line then? Maybe that's also related to what Joel was asking. I mean, why? First of all, why would it be different? Why would it be the opposite? Like, why would there be reversed between Mefarei and Disha? And then how do we, if the Rashi really holds that there's no difference between Ochel Mitoch Ochel and Mashke Mitoch Ochel.
Okay. So Ochel Mishiru Chachamim L'Skadigos. I'm leaving it for you to work on. Yeah. Okay? And you're raising excellent questions. What you're saying is, and this is sort of to a certain degree Joel's question as well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have to redraw our world of Disha. So we don't pass them like Rabbi Yochanan. What we say is that there's room to be Machmir like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so it depends. Why are you putting mashkel b'lotoch ochel? You're putting mashkel b'lotoch ochel for a baby, and this is his way of getting baby food, right? So then you have a heter. If you're doing it simply because you are a gourmet and you want a little more of this or of that, and you want to use this heter, so realize that there's, you want to be a mahadrin. You know, when I always sell with rabbi, the hadrin stores, they wouldn't do it. Regular rabbi stores, they wouldn't do it. Okay, anyways, it's a chumrah. It's not me'ikar hadin. It's brought in as a chumrah, right? The Rabbeinu Chananel calls you that the done, and but the fact is that the chumrah is viewed as a package deal. Yeah.
So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, so with any like orange juice also, that would be a chiyuv d'oraisa because you're stealing something. I mean, why would mashke here be different? Because it's mayim, or if it's ochel, so if you see the cucumber, that would be like what?
Right, he agrees, and Rabbeinu Chananel agrees that there is a din of sharperos, and that we have a concept of zeya ba'alma. And over here, this is not Zeya Ba'alma, this is Ochel, Vaharaya, the bracha. In other words, that when you make a bracha, Bari Priya Eis, on a juice, on such a juice, then you be Chayav on Tzitza. That's pretty much what he's saying. In other words, the Karshim and Shrakas move over to similar to Zeysin Ba'anov into the world of brachas. Just like you make a Bari Priya Eis on Shemin Zayit or on wine, theoretically, having had another bracha of Bari Priya Gafen. So also over here, you make a Bari Priya Eis on Kavashim Nishlakos. So once you're making a Bari Priya Eis, you see it's the Priya itself. The Priya itself, that's called Vishem, Hashem King. By Shar Peros, it's Zeya Ba'alma. Zeya Ba'alma is not a mashke in the world of brachas, and Zeya Ba'alma is not a mashke in the world, mashke or an ochel, in the world of Vishem.
By Anavim, it's Aser, Legufon is Aser Jerubonim, right?
Yeah. Okay. So where you have an Issa Drabon and where you have an Issa Daraisa, that's those certainly you have room to hear Shema Yisrael here. We're not so much concerned Shema Yisrael. Okay. Next, Mashkin Shazavu. That's where the Mishnah begins. Right. That was a Mishnah on Daf Kufnam Gimel days. We never discussed it because it's Drabon. We started with the Daraisas, then moved to the Drabon. So Mashkin Shazavu was clear from the Mishnah on Daf Kufnam Gimel days that if we're talking about Mashkin Shazavu from Zaysim Ba'anavim, perhaps also from Tutin Grimonim, then we have a problem of Shema Yischot. And Shema Yischot, that's a Rashi words, right? That's also Shema Yischot, that's also Drabana. So that's nice and neat and sweet, and that's the way the Rashi learns. However, the Ramban in his Kiddushin understands that this din of Mashkin Shezavu may not be due to Shema Yischot, it's Shema Yavova Sochtan, but rather because of Nolad. Mashkin Shezavu is Nolad. He brings in the sugya in the beginning of Beitza. Now it's the form of Muktzah. We haven't dealt with Nolad yet, but everyone in Beitza knows that we have this form of Muktzah called Nolad. The problem is, how would you understand why When you have a grape that leaks, that's nola. When you have a tutin brimonin that leak, that's nola. And when you have char peros that leak, when you have an apple that leaks, that's not nola. In terms of Shema Yisrael, there's a clear difference. Zeisim v'anavim, it's omid l'slita. That's Shema Yisrael. Tutin brimonin, you have the achshavinu, you have mixes v'ni adam, Shema Yisrael. But sharp arrows, we're not afraid that if you happen to get a little juice coming out of your tishuin, that you're going now to go ahead and squeeze your tishuin for more juice. That's but l'daita. But if you learn on the level of nolad that we have over here, yesh me'ayin, we have it in yesh me'ayin, how will you distinguish between zaysin v'anavim and tutsin v'rimonim where we're going to have a din of nolad and sharp arrows where we won't get a din of nolad? How would the Ramban... How would that work point to Ramban?
You say because
it's in the numbers, so you have a new control process, that's nolad,
but by
shakar, it's
just an extension
from the
A little sharper, yeah?
And
you're under, yeah?
It's through a malach. I mean, the idea of malach, even though you didn't, it wasn't going to be done by you, but through a malach that occurred, this thing, this came out, so that only applies to this numbers, to modem as opposed to shakar.
If I can combine what the two of you are saying, when we pointed out what was the head there of Mashia Balatok Okal Kolchal Dame, so we saw that you require this tahalich of Mishkana. You require a Dover Choshev. Namely, that part of the world of Disha is that you have something that previously you didn't have. And so, why don't we have a problem in terms of Shar Peros? That Shar Peros is not viewed as Nishtana. Shar Peros is not viewed as the Dharma Kashyap. Namely, what the two of you are saying, it's not a Malacha of Disha. It's not a Malacha of Disha because there's nothing there to talk about. Nothing there to talk about. Halakhically means we don't have over here also Nolad halakhically. Namely, they're removing Nolad off from what you see in front of your eyes. Now you see it, now you don't. Previously I didn't see anything, now I see it. Or Nolad. Now, Nolad also has to have a certain halakhic framework. And over here, if Alpidin, the mitzvah sharperos, that's not considered to be nishtana l'tova, that's not considered to be a mashke, that doesn't have a status in halacha, so there's no nolad as well. Okay. Next. The Ramah, in the beginning of Siman Shinchav Sif Aleph, after going through the halacha of the Zeisim Anavim, also the Sochtan, and after mentioning the din of Yotze Me'atzma, of Makim Shezavu, the Ramah continues, and he says, the calls that Dafka Lischot Asur. When we speak about Schita of Zeisim Anavim, Pusim Rimonim, it's squeezing. Avomuta Rimtsot Befiv, Min Ha'anavim Hamashke Shebahem. You're allowed to suck liquid out of a fruit. The kol shekein bishar dvarim. The yesh osim limtsots b'peh me'anavim v'keyotze b'hem. Machlokes whether metzitza, whether sucking something out of a fruit is mutar or it's osir. Machlokes rishon. He quotes a hagolas maimoni. That's osir. Quotes a shiboli haveket, who is not here. Anything? So, I'll just give you a framework and then you can fill it in. And the question is, what's the problem over here? In Bara, this is Shalok Kadarka, this is not due to the Mishkan, this is... And there's every room in the world to say that we should have over here ahead here. Why should it be Aser Limtzotz? So, particularly if we're doing Zeisim V'anavim, I said we're dealing with Tutim V'rimonim, start off with Yisub Rabbanan, and this is Shalok Kedarko. So in the Beis Yosef, it compares it to the world of Yonek. The world of Yonek is Aser, we'll see later on, in terms of a woman nursing, But that we have a heter for a baby to be yonek, but for an adult who would have to would eat fresh goat's milk. So for him to be yonek from the goat, leaving aside problems about the shaksu, is also considered to be an isur drabanan of disha. So the question is as to whether we would view mitzitsa similar to yonika. I have nothing to add. Okay, I don't know. I'm not focused whether yes or no. What's pointed out by the Mishnah Berurah is that if you put it inside of your mouth and you suck it internally, what's inside your mouth, that's eating. That's simply a form of eating. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about holding it outside of your mouth and sucking, that's 2 days of eating. Okay, but I wanted to connect it in with the Tarif and the Totsah, but doesn't fit. Okay, let's move over to another, a whole bunch of short topics over here. In terms of Khalifa, so we have a Gemara, we've seen a number of frameworks in Afsadi Heyam and Aleph, where the Gemara says that Khalifa is Chayav Midoraisa, and the Gemara asks, yeah?
So I think it's like straight from the mouth,
but no, in the mouth is more than, to put like a sucking candy. You put a, you know, if you want to drink grape juice, you put a grape in your mouth and you suck on it. It lasts longer that way. Okay, so if you suck on the grape that's inside of your mouth, that's a form of achiva. That's not what we're talking about. The mitzitza is to hold a fruit and to suck out the juice from the fruit. I guess so. Yeah, that would be for all sucking. Okay. Dasari Hay points out that Cholev is Chayev Doraisa, a Cholev, a Machavet, a Nagavim, etc. And Cholev according to everyone, according to the Chogos Rabbi Yezim Chomim later on in this Braisa. But at the beginning of the Braisa, everyone agrees. Gemara asks Mishum Mai Machayev. So Gemara answers Cholev Chayev Mishum Mefarek. Cholev Chayev Mishum Mefarek. So Rashi gives us a classic understanding of Mefarek, Mishum Gisha. And then Rashi gives, explains to us the concept of Pakid Va'akir. That was the source of the Rashi over here. The problem is that all the Rishonim are bothered by. We have a Gemara earlier by the Chilazon that Ein Disha Ella Begedule Karaka. Gemara and Daf Ayin Hey Amar Aleph. Ein Disha Ella Begedule Karaka. Ma Pitom that we should have over here a Chiyus. So there are two approaches. One approach is the easy way out and saying, well, that's a machlokes, Rabbanan and Rab Yehuda, whether yes, Isha, Gedulei Karaka or not. The Gemara in the Tzadi Hamad Aleph is like Rab Yehuda. That's Tosus over here in the Tzadi Hamad Aleph on the top. Yira Luri, the Vadai Karab Yehuda. This goes like Rab Yehuda, who holds his Disha, even not in Gedulei Karaka. However, if we want to learn this Aliba de Kulei Alma, then we'd be forced to say that a cow is Gedulei Karaka. Now, this is not a theoretical possibility, that's the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, pretty much says it's black and white. I mean, you can't say it anymore, black and white. The Rambam in Perek Ches, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, Hagosh Kigrogres Chayos, Ein Disha Ela Begidulei Karaka, Hachoved Asad Behema Chayav Mishu Mefarek. So he says, black and white, Ein Disha Ela Begidulei Karaka, and the Cholev Asad Behema Chayav Mishu Mefarek. So we see, l'chora, that the Rambam defines the behema as the dulei karaka. The problem is that even though on a theoretical plane this is possible, this is feasible, we had this question, we dealt with kotzer in terms of dogim, the problem is that l'chora, we have dulei karaka that are used in different contexts. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Adaf Nun Dalad on the days, that tells us quotes, tells us the Chayim Gimel on the days, which says that behemas are dulei karaka. That's talking about being poda kesef of maaser sheni, and when you're poda kesef of maaser sheni, then you can be poded on that which is pre gedulei karaka. You can be poded on animals. You poded on animals. However, what Tosfos points out is al chora over here we're talking about maleches karaka. This is sidur de pas. I mean, the fact that something may be gedulei karaka in the context of kesef maaser sheni doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be gedulei karaka in the realm of sidur d'pas. There is a gra that says it very, very succinctly. Siman Shin Kaf Aleph deals with a number of malachos. One of them is tochen. So the Machaber Paskins, Siman Shinkaf Aleph, says, Muta lachtok basar mevushal otzli dak dak besakin. There's no problem of tochen in terms of cutting meat. No problem of tochen in terms of cutting meat. So explains the Gra. The ain't tchina el gedulei karka, promotion class of the imur, ayin gimel medbeis, vuhu hadin lechol melechas hakarka. It's melechas hakarka. Melechas hakarka, meat is not melechas hakarka. Meat is meat, and melechas hakarka is we're talking about the world of the tzomeach. So tochen applies to the world of the tzomeach. Tashas also disha applies to the world of the tzomeach. So to say it, you can say it. I mean, you know, that there is a framework to say conceptually a para is gedulei karka, but it just doesn't fit into the framework that we're dealing with. And so there is an option, which is brought by the Ramban and the Rashba, of distinguishing between the Av of Disha and the Tolda of Disha. That the Av of Disha ain't Disha ele gedulei karka. When you move over to the Tolda, to Sita, there, we could say that over there we don't only require gedulei karka. And this is a concept that we saw previously, that just as we distinguish between an Av and a Tolda on the level of the Pu'ula, so also we can distinguish between an Av and a Tolda on the level of the Chetza. Or it said, and so we, maybe gedulei karka, you know, it does apply. The Rambam is correct. Ein disha ela gedulei karka. But then he moves over to the toldos. Mafare kareza toldas hadash. V'chayev v'chein kol keyotzei v'zeh. Hacholev asabahem hachayev yishu mafare. Namely that the moment we move down to the tolda from the av, then the gedulei karka falls off. We didn't see that by imur. We don't see that by tochen. But maybe just to... That's the Sadir Esa'ozen. Kamuvan, but you have the other options as well. The other options is, no, you can't say that Cholev is Disha, because ain't Disha Gedulei Karka, an animal is not Gedulei Karka, and you have to search another Malacha. And then, you saw already in Tosos that there are a lot of options. Rashi raised the possibility of Kotzer, Tosos raises the possibility of Amachek, other Rishonim raised the possibility of Gozes. Sky is the limit. The Yurei mentions Tochein. Maybe this is like Tochein. We have to tochen. We'll try to understand how milking a cow could be tochen. But in other words, there are other options. But the kashas of the Gemara, when the Gemara uses the phrase mefarek, is that we're talking about the world of disha. As kashas of the sugya later on, gufim dalit cholei vodam l'tol hakara l'tol hakadera. So this points out that's the context of disha. Okay. Yeah.
Questions. What is there not to be a lemaisa between these different pieces? Like how we saw that.
No, the not to be is that we wanted to use cholev as a source to understand rules of sita. Pakid v'akir was a rule that we learned out from the world of cholev. It has nothing to do with cholev and the levisha. So of course, you can't use that as a source text to understand etc. Or that you know in terms of mechubar. It depends which malachah it is. It's in halacha lemaisa, where we chaliva is an iser doraisa. We can get it down to a level of a drabana and then be matir it for tzar balei chayim. That we'll see later on. But that's no matter which iser doraisa it is.
And
according
to the Gra, so would he say that? How far does that this concept of matir karka and what it excludes? He would apply that. How far does that go? Does that go all the way to all of superior pods? I mean, would you make this distinction also by Vashel? By Imur?
By Imur? Imur, definitely. What? He says, Kemosha cause of the Imur, Machain the Kol Malachas Karka.
Okay.
It's a good question. You're asking a good question. Just a second. Just putting things on the table. Okay. Two more short topics and we'll start. One, in terms of Schitat Begadim. I apologize to those who are auditing. But those of us who are here a full day, we're learning Suvas in the morning. And so, Sfitas Begadim, we've already learned within Tosfos and in Suvas and Vavim and Aleph. Namely, that theoretically, Sfitas Begadim could come under one of two malachos, either Malabain or Disha. The Rambam puts it only under Malabain. The Rambam is quite clear. In Perak Ches, he doesn't mention it. In Perak Tes, when he deals with Libun, there he brings in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph. Hamachabes Begadim Hareze told us Malabim V'Chayev. Hasofet Esabeged Ashi Yetsi Hamayim Bo Hareze Machabes V'Chayev. That we point out in the word Ksuvos that laundering involves soaking. Shriya, those who, whoever has the Malacha of Libun, and it has the Shriya. Malabain involves agitating, and Malabain involves Sitzim. Those are the three pulot that any washing machine does. It soaks, a soaking cycle, an agitating cycle, and a spinning cycle. So that is one form of Sita that we're not into, and that's not what we're into at all. However, Rashi, one second. However, I'm sorry, Rabbi Notam, over there in Tosos, understands that Sita can also be Mita'am Dosh. And it would appear, from Rabbi Notam, is that Sita's Begodim is a Tolda of Dosh. And when you say what it appears is that it's Doraisa. So now we're back. Why in the world should Sfitas Begodim be more Disha than Tusim V'rimonim? Why should this be Disha Doraisa as opposed to or Kfashim V'shvakos? We pass in Kfashim V'shvakos is Drabana. So why should this be more than Kfashim and Shlakos and Tusim V'rimonim V'kulei? So that's the question which is asked by the Rosh. The Rosh in the Suzi of Kvashim Vishlakas, Parakasbet, Sif Dalid, over there says that even though we Papi Kvashim Vishlakas are Durabanan, he says that's different than Begodim. Abel Mashke, it's the last three lines of the Rosh Sif Katan Dalid. Abel Mashke Hanizla Bebeged. Hasochta lahotzmi menu chayav umistabralon the hilchasa kishmuel b'ha milsa the koy rav yochan kavaseri nisura. Sorry, it was a line above. Masha nivul abega sochta lahotzmi menu. A little earlier. I just started a line earlier. that Rodami Lasoche Pri, She'ein Darko Lischot, Derech Oso Pri Laochlo, Velo Lahotimeno Mashke, Hilkoch Ein Shein Mashke Hayotimimenu, Abo Mashke Hanivla Bebeged Hasofto Lahotimeno Chayav. Namely, that it's all made. It's all made to be squeezed out. No one wants a beged which is full of water. So the mashke is all made to be squeezed out of the beged. There's no purpose in remaining in the beged. And so in that respect, it's similar to Zaysid Vanavim, which are only in the Sita. Hashem can't anything below that, that already goes into an Isir Drabana. I thought the Rosh used the language Omed L'Sita, but I don't see it over here in the language of the Rosh. There's a tshuva of Sita Safrank, where she quotes the Rosh, Siman Kuf Tzadi. Siman Kuf Tzadi. Rosisha begodim shabalu mashkin betocham omdim hen vestita. Came the word of a Rosham. Parakov base of Donadala. So the Rosh doesn't say it black and white, but it's pretty, I think the Pasha said that it's Pasha of the Rosh. That's one approach. What you could say, the Egloi Kal takes a different approach and says that even a Pasha of Inatam Sita spoke the Godin is only Drabanon, and then it's got similar to Kfashim Vishlakos, and then the Begodin has to be Gedurei Karka if you want to fit it into this, and that's Yud Tzarek and Mayhem, and we have to fit into the framework, whatever our framework is going to be, of Sita, and then it depends as to whether Gedurei Karka is said by the Av or by the Tolda. But if we apply Gedurei Karka even to the Tolda, so even by Sita's Begodin, it would have to be natural fibers as opposed to man-made fibers. Just to end off just with a problem, and then we'll continue next time. And the Sfitat Se'ar. Okay, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Kaf Kesem Adays, Ain Sfita B'Se'ar. So there's no Sfita in Se'ar Midoraisa. Why is there no Sfita in Se'ar Midoraisa? So Rashi over here, Kuf Kaf Kesem Adays, explains, Ain Sfita B'Se'ar, Shehu Kasha V'Ain Boleya. Because if a woman, it's more of the ordeal with someone who's carrying oil in her hair for a yoledes, and so it's not really absorbed in the seyar. What's the problem over here with Rashi? Ain't sleep to the say do kasha the ain't bolaya. Bolaya means it'll it's not nivla into the sayar, it's simply gonna be held between the sayarot. Yeah, Rashi doesn't need bolaya. The hefer. If it's nivla, that's what Rashi pointed out. The moment it's makuba, that's not disha. Disha is like a puppy va'akir. So what if it's in nivla? Isn't so that bedafka should be srita. When it's not nivla, it's enclosed in the sayar and you're squeezing it out, etc. So to understand this Rashi, we have to go on, but we'll stop for today, to the concept of Sfog. Sfog is a Mishnah. Now we have a Mishnah on the Kufman Gimel, that you're not allowed to use a sponge, and the Chora, the Malacha which is involved, well, it's unclear what Malacha is involved, and we have a Rambam and a Ravid, which is very important in Perakot Beis, Halacha Tesvav. And we have to understand the Ravid. To understand the Ravid comes to a Chazonish. The Chazonish is Nun Vav Hei. In any case, so that's, we'll start off with trying to understand the Din of Sfot, and then Blinet, I hope next time we can complete the Dinim of Disha for our purposes. I hope on Sunday to put up a notice as to in terms of malachos, who was taking what, and what the schedule will be. We'll start with Yisrael Shem and Ador Bet, beginning of February, and we'll move through secular date of June 15th. You'll be able to choose how many shulim you want to give us. Do you want to give one? Do you want to give two? Do you want to give five? It's up to you how much you want to give us. What I would just ask is that about 3 weeks in advance of when you're going to give your malacha, you could give me a synopsis of what you want to give, and then you can give everyone the Maar Makamos as well, so that we can prepare for everyone's chaburas, and have a meaningful give and take. That's A. B is that winter, a winter Zman, which is a long Zman, and we're at the end of the week is always a fiery period of time, but I just felt that we need a little push into ourselves to realize that we have a lot to learn, not that much time. Zman Kasar, Malacha Meruba, I won't continue, but that we should push ourselves. We shouldn't be in the gather of Poli Matzelen. Okay, that's it. We should push ourselves not to be in the gather of Poli Matzelen. We should push ourselves to try and see how much it's possible to squeeze out of this Zman. Okay, we're going to bring Sita. Just end with a joke. Begin with a joke, no? There's a contest in Europe in terms of who could squeeze the most juice out of a lemon. Contest in a certain bar. And everyone came to squeeze, and finally one little Jew came in and took the lemon that everyone had squeezed, and he got a few more drops out. He says, how are you able to do that? He says, I work for the JNF. But we should also try and squeeze every drop out of the time that we have, and to use it properly. So if I try to give the chaluris in terms of going around the ascension, sort of seeing where you're holding. So if I'm going too fast, let me know. If I'm going too slow, let me know. But I'd like to finish Isha and move on and your question to next Malacha already next week.